Lesson 6. Outcomes. Identify procedures for inspection, storage, testing, maintenance, and documentation of PPE. Inspection, storage, testing, maintenance, and documentation. You always want your PPE, tools, and equipment to perform as expected. An emergency incident is not the right place to discover problems with your protective clothing, respiratory protection, or other tools and equipment. The best way to ensure PPE, tools, and equipment always performs to expectation is by following a standard program for inspection, proper storage, maintenance, and cleaning. All inspections, testing, and maintenance must be conducted in accordance with manufacturer's recommendations. Procedures are needed for both initial receipt of PPE, tools, and equipment and before and after use or exposure. PPE, tools, and equipment are initially inspected when purchased. Once the equipment is placed into service, the organization's personnel perform periodic inspections. Operational inspections of respiratory protection equipment occur after each use, daily or weekly, monthly, and annually. The organization must define the frequency and type of inspection in the respiratory protection policy, and they should follow manufacturer's recommendations. The care, cleaning, and maintenance schedules of respiratory protection and other equipment should be based on the manufacturer's recommendations, NFPA standards, or OSHA requirements. PPE must be stored properly to prevent damage or malfunction from exposure to dust, moisture, sunlight, damaging chemicals, extreme temperatures, hot and cold, and impact, Figure 26.32. Many manufacturers specify recommended procedures for storing their products. Follow these procedures to avoid equipment failure resulting from improper storage. Keep records of all inspection, testing, and maintenance procedures. Reviewing these records periodically can show patterns about equipment that requires excessive maintenance or is susceptible to failure. Follow your agency's SOPs for proper documentation. After using PPE at an incident, it is important to fill out any associated reports or documentation as required by the AHJ. These reports may include PPE inspection forms, contaminated gear forms, deprovisioning forms, or any others as required by the AHJ.